Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves at the top of Daf Chet Amud Aleph, that's 8a. We are 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down from the top, towards the end of the line where it says Amar Mar. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. We are concluding a series of recordings on the topic of a mitzora, that is a leper, or something similar to a leper, a person that has a skin disease, as described in Vayikra chapter 13 and 14. And in particular, we're concerned about if somebody has a skin disease that happens on the holiday, he notices that he has some white skin on Chol HaMoed, and he calls the Kohen. Does the Kohen have to diagnose him or not have to diagnose him? So what we were saying, the two opinions we've been talking about, which is Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda, there is a dispute as to whether or not they agree with each other or disagree with each other. They certainly have different sources for their opinions, and they both agree on the following. They both agree that in the case of the holiday, the Kohen can decide not to go diagnose the illness at all. He can just wait until after the holiday, and because it's a mitzvah. And in the case of a chatan, a bridegroom who is during his Sheva Brachos week, the Kohen also can wait and not diagnose his illness until after he's done with Sheva Brachot. In both those cases where it's a mitzvah, both Rabbi Huda and Rebbe agree. However, what about in a situation that is a devar harashut? So in this particular case, if you see tzarat in your house and you tell the Kohen, it says in the Torah in chapter 14, that he instructs the person to remove all the items from their house before he comes to diagnose it, because once he diagnoses the house with tzara'at, all of the objects in there become tameh. So better to take them out first, and that way you can save them. It's a little bit of a loophole, but it allows you, it's a kindness to the homeowners that their stuff doesn't become tameh. But it's not for the sake of a mitzvah, it is a davar reshut. And according to Abaye, both opinions agree that you can do this. But according to Rava, Rabbi Yehuda thinks you can only do it in the case of a mitzvah, and Rebbe thinks that you can do it even in the case of a devar reshut. And what we're discussing now is what are the sources for Abaye and Rava's opinion. So Amar Mar, Mar says, and Yesh Yom Sha'ataroebo, there is a day, or there are some days, Sha'ataroebo, that you, the Kohen, can go look at the skin affliction to see if it's taras. V'yesh yom she'iyat taroebo, and there are some days when you don't go look at it. This is based on a pasuk. It's in Vayikra chapter 13, pasuk 14, Perakid Gimel pasuk Yedalet, and it says uviyom heraot bo, on the day in which it is shown to him. So because this seems like an unnecessary verse, as we'll see in a second, it could easily have said uvehera otbo, when you show it to him. It didn't have to say on the day when you show it to him. Because there's some unnecessary language, we're going to darshan it. And the way we've darshaned it is there are some days when you look at it and some days when you don't look at it. My mashma, what is the meaning of this? Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, im kain liftov rachamana biyom. The Torah could have written biyom hera'ot bo, my uveyom, but it writes but on the day that you show it to him. So the only thing Abaye is interested is that extra vav of u, going from biyom, on the day, to uveyom, but on the day. Okay, shmamina, learn from here, yesh yom sha'ataroebo, v'yesh yom she'iataroebo. There are some days when you look at it and some days when you don't look at it. It's all learned from the u of uveyom. Rava Amar, but Rava says, Kula Kra Yeterahu. The whole selection is unnecessary, or it's extra, right? The Imkein Lichtov Rachmana Uveheraot. The Torah, if so, the Torah could have written Uveheraot bo, when you show it to him. My Uveyom. So Rava is interested in the whole word Uveyom. Abai is only interested in the U. Rava is interested in the Uveyom. Shmamina, learn from here, yesh yom sha'ataroebo, v'yesh yom she'iataroebo, that there are some days when you look at it and some days you don't look at it. So far, the distinction is a very technical one, whether or not we're learning it from u or uviyom. But let's see how it goes. V'abaye, hahu mi bayale biyom. Abaye needs the rest of the word biyom. Like, he's learning from that the Kohen only has to diagnose the illness on some days, but he needs the biyom for another teaching. What does he learn it for? Biyom velo belayla, that you can only diagnose tzarat during the daytime. You may not diagnose tzarat at night. The Kohen has to go look at it when it's daytime, presumably because that's when you have sufficient light. He needs to be able to look at it in the light of the sun, clear, good daylight, so that he can tell whether or not it's tzarat or not. V'Rava biyom velo belayla min nale. Rava doesn't disagree with this halachic distinction. So biyom velo belayla, he also feels that you can only diagnose it in the daytime. What's his source? Min nale. From where does he get it? So he has a different verse. Nafka le, we can derive it from this verse. Lechol mar'e einei hakohen. This verse is also in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Bet. And it says the Kohen is looking at the Tzaras, and the translation, let's get a good translation here. L'chol mar'e ha-Kohen, we're going to say, as far as he can see, as far as his eyes can see, the whole visual spectrum of the Kohen. So he's learning, what he's learning from there is that the Kohen has to be able to see it without assistance. He has to be able to see it. So that's how he's learning. It's a little bit of a weak learning, in my opinion. The Abaye, hahu mi bayale lemiyute suma be'achat me'enav. Abaye uses that pasuk for a different halachic teaching, which is that if the Kohen is blind in one eye, he cannot diagnose tzarat, because the verse says, einei ha-Kohen, the eyes of the Kohen. So a Kohen has to have the use of both eyes in order to diagnose tzarat. If he only has one eye, he doesn't. So Abaye is not going to use it for to learn day not night, because he's using it for a one-eyed Kohen. V'Rava Nami mi ba'alei lahachi. But wait, Rava also agrees with that halacha. Rava also agrees that a Kohen has to be able to see out of both eyes in order to diagnose tzarat. So it says, in Achinami, the Gemara says, okay, you're right, so we'll have a different source. V'ela biyom v'lo b'layla minale, from where we learn the daytime and not the nighttime. Nafka le, let us derive it, mikinega nira li babayit. Now here he's choosing a verse from chapter 14. So you have to understand that in chapter 13, the kind of leprosy or tzara'at that we're talking about is the leprosy of the body. In chapter 14, the kind of leprosy that's discussed is the leprosy of the house, as we discussed it in our previous recording. So when it says, kinega nira li babayit, the homeowner comes to the Kohen and he says, I have seen this weird rash appearing on the walls of my house. What we derive from that is it appeared to me velo le'ori, and not to my light. In other words, I was able to see it unassisted. I didn't have to use a flashlight or a candle or anything like that. I was able to see it unassisted. When can you see it unassisted? During the daytime. So Rava is going to learn from here that you can only diagnose it during the daytime. The thing is, his derivation is learned from the tzara'at of the house, not from the tzara'at of the skin. The Abaye, so Abaye says, imehatam, if you derive it from there, hava amina, I might have thought, hane mile tuma delav degufe. This only applies to tuma, impurity, that is not on your body, that it's in your house. Aval tuma degufe, but the tuma that's in your body, that's on your skin, afilu leoro nami. Even if you could even diagnose it at night, because this pasuk is only teaching about the tzarat of the house. As we saw in our previous recording, even though it doesn't mention it here, Rabbi Yehuda believes that the tzarat of the house is a chiddush, that it is a unique law that doesn't necessarily follow all the regular rules of purity and impurity. For instance, usually stones do not receive tumah, but in this case they do. So it is a chiddush, it is a unique law that is only learned because that's what the Torah tells us. So you cannot extrapolate from there to other cases. So I might have thought that in this other case, which is different, the tzarat of the skin, I can't learn from it. Kamash malan, therefore I need to have this teaching of uviyom that will teach me that in all the cases of tzarat, this is in the case of the tzarat of the skin, it's a special teaching of the tzarat of the skin, that it needs to be in the daytime and not in the nighttime. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is using for the word biyom. Then for the U of Uvayom, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Kohen on certain days doesn't have to go diagnose it. As opposed to Rava, who learns that it is, that the whole word Uvayom teaches you that some days the Kohen goes to diagnose and some days he doesn't. And to learn that you can only diagnose during the daytime, he learns it from Kinega Nira Liba Bayit. And even though that teaching is from the tzarat of houses and not from the tzarat of the skin, Rava feels that you can extrapolate from the tomb of the houses to the tumah of the skin. So this didn't teach us anything new. In fact, what we see from this is that Rava and Abaye basically agree about all the laws of tzarat. They agree that a Kohen has to have two eyes. They agree that tzarat can only be diagnosed in the daytime. They even, at least according to Abaye, agree that a Kohen does not have to diagnose a skin affliction, a nega, not only in the case of a Dvar Mitzvah, but even in the case of a Dvar Rishut. So according to Abaye, they agree about all of the halachot, they just have different ways of deriving it from the Torah. So this is all a question of methodology. According to Rava, there is one significant halachic distinction between them, which is that he believes that Rabbi Yehuda only allows you to not diagnose the affliction in the case of a mitzvah, but in the case of a devar reshut, he does require it. That takes us all the way up to our Mishnah. We will conclude with a new Mishnah in our next recording. Have a wonderful day.